Welcome to Shomar Shavan Adav, Shira Sponsor, Lo Yishpan Sam Yaakov Shom, Le'abas Yitzchok. We're only in Makas Daf Yudches. The Gemara in Amud Beis brings the Machloikis. If by Bikurim is Kriya Makavas, in order to befit Bikurim, which is given to the Kohen, you must do the Mikra Bikurim, or Hanach Makavas, meaning placing it next to the Mizbeach. Says the Gemara, according to Bandama that holds a Nocha Me'akeves. How do you know that? Because it says, V'hinichoi V'hinachtoi, it says a double Lashon to place it down. So how's the Rishonim? According to Bandama that says Kriya Me'akeves, where is there a double Lashon that tells you Kriya Me'akeves? If in order to know that something is Me'akev, that you need to do it, you have to have a double Lashon, where is the double Lashon of Kriya? So the Ritva here in the spot says, it says V'aniso V'amarto. So he says, Vaniso Amat is a double Lashon, because Vaniso means to come and say Kriya B'Lashon HaKodesh. So then when you say Vaniso Amat, you're doubling the Lashon. And the Ritva quotes a Medrash. The Medrash says that what is Vaniso? Benigun. Kemoi Vatan Le Miriam. How does a person do Aniya? He does it with a Nigun. Simple understanding, Mashma. He does it with a tune. It's like a song. He has to sing it. And the example is from Tan Le Miriam, the Miriam sang as well. So the simple understanding of the Ritva is that it's talking about singing Bikur Bikurim. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, in a Sefer Derech Emuno, and Zroim, and Hilchos Bikurim Perek Gimel, and Tziun HaHalacha, he brings there in the body, he brings this Ritva, and he says, it doesn't mean to sing it. It means to read it with a timing. To read it with a trop that you have for the Torah. And Reb Chaim is ma'arich on that in his other sefer called Derech Chochma, in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, Perek Gimel Halacha Zayin, in the Bir HaHalacha. And there he speaks by Arichus G'doyla, that whenever it says that you need to do something binikun, it doesn't mean to sing it. It means to say it with the timing. And he brings that it says that the Levim used to be Meshoyer, they used to sing the Pesukei Tehillim with a shir. So he brings in the name of the Ram, that it means because they have to know Chochmas HaMuzika. They have to know music in order to be able to sing the words. Says Reb Chaim, who said? The Pashim Shah, when it speaks about the fact that you have the Nigun and the Shira of the Levim, they're saying the words of the Tehillim with the Nigun, the timing of Tehillim. And he brings several riots to that. And he said that applies to every time. He brings the Ritva that we just mentioned, that the Nigun that you say in Mikra Bikurim is a Nigun of timing. And he says also Shira Sayam. When it says Shira Sayam in Shul, how do you read Shira Sayam? With timing. You don't sing it. And one of the things that he brings is that the Shulchan Aruch in Or Chaim Simen Nun Aleph says the Mizmor Letoido. You have to say it Ben Negino. Why? So you have to sing Mizmor L'Toida. So Shom Zalman Orbach in his Sefer Halichos Shloimoy and Tefillah Perek Vov in the Orchas Halacha, he said, I don't understand why people don't actually sing Mizmor L'Toida. It's Mefer Shah Halacha. In Shulchan Aruch, you have to sing Mizmor L'Toida. So why don't you sing Mizmor L'Toida? Says Reb Chaim, doesn't mean to sing. It means to say it with a timing. It means to say it called Tzolul Ubarur and to say the timing. And that's the Shita of Reb Chaim, and this Reb Chaim is quoted in many later Sfarim. They all speak about the Reb Chaim Kanievsky that says that when it says Nigun, when it says Shira, doesn't mean actual Shira, it means to say it clearly with the timing that you have. So I saw one that brings a Ha'or on this Reb Chaim. But if you look at Toys Bo Basra, the Fudal on base, Toys there says clearly that even the time of Toysis, we did not know how to do the timing of Tehillim. Meaning there are timing in Tehillim. If you open Tehillim, there's timing over there. But what is the Nigun? What is the tune of the time of Tehillim? We don't know. That's what Tehillim says in Bo Basra. So someone asked the Reb Chaim, when the Shulchan Aruch tells us, do you have to read Mizmor L'Toida B'Negino? It can mean the Nigun of timing. Because there's no, even the time of which the Tehillim says they didn't know what was the timing of Tehillim. So what does it mean, Negino? So Reb Chaim really says that there means to say it out in a loud, very clear voice. But that's very hard to put into the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch, which says Negino. Basically, you say timing, the trop is some kind of a tune. But if you talk about just say it clearly, why does it say Negino? So that's a little bit of a Aru on Reb Chaim. And obviously, many other Sfarim disagree with Reb Chaim. They learned that the Shiras Levim was a Nigun. and all the niggun that we talk about are actual music. But that's the shita that Reb Chaim explains in all these places. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list, who wants to go, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.